What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show, fool. Have a very special guest tonight, fool. I'm honored to have him. Please welcome for the first time Frankie Quinones, part one. What's going on, fool?
What's up, fool?
It's an honor having you, fool. I'm kind of nervous having you in here.
That's all right, homie. Don't be nervous. Be at the service, homie. You know?
So tell me about what's been going on, man. You got right out the gate. Let's really promote the Hulu special right out the gate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to waste your time. Give me a second, dog. I got to get that. Let me get that. I have questions for you, dog.
Oh, hell yeah. So, what's up?
So, you have Damn It's Crazy on Hulu.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
Let's talk about it, dude. Like, how long did it take you? Tell me about the process, fool.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a dream come true. You know, I've been doing stand-up a long time, and you know, my homegirl Ali Wong's known me since I started.
Oh, and, Ali Wong?
Yeah.
Oh, she cool or what?
Yeah, she's cool, homie.
Okay, she's Chinese?
She's down with Chicanos.
Yeah, she's really down or what?
Yeah, she's super down with Chicanos. She's a mix.
She's a little pequeño, huh?
Yeah. yeah.
She's a mix, though.
I think she's part Vietnamese also, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
And okay, she's been cool with you or what?
Yeah, she's been cool. I mean, she produced and directed the special.
Oh, that's
what's
up.
Yeah.
What was the process like? Like, how, like, as far as the jokes and everything?
Yeah, I mean, so I wrote some jokes, and I'm like, hey, you know, hopefully they're funny. And then, talk about my life. and they're like, yeah, we like it. So I was like, all right, let's record it, you know.
But how do you tap into the material, like, from your, like, your...
Yeah, I talk about everything, homie. Just jokes that I've been developing for a long time, and then... You know, I talk about addiction, you know, talk about love. I open up, get vulnerable about some personal stuff and, you know, painful stuff, but I make it funny.
That's what's up. Yeah,
taking my little journey, homie, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. So you're on the road to recovery right now, fool, right?
Yeah.
Good for you. How much time you got?
9 months today.
That's what's up, fool.
Thank you, homie. I had little chunks before, but then
I'm not even joking.
I was like, hey, I'm gonna party a little bit, but then I end up on a sick one, homie.
What were the weapons of choice, fool? Like the cerveza, you know, the mota, like what's
nah, you
up,
know
fool?
What? Pisto never, you know, pisto's like what we slang word for, you know, beer and alcohol and shit. It never really got me like that. I could if I just have alcohol, I'm gonna end up just eating, like, I get the munchies. I'll eat a bunch of tacos or burrito or super burrito and then just go to sleep. Or I just get tired and I pass out. But ecstasy and, like, mushrooms were, like, my jam. That was, like, my drug of choice. But then over the pandemic, cocaine is what got me, homie.
The coca, huh?
The perico, homie. You know?
Shout out to Scarface, fool. Tony Montoya, fool. Right?
Montana.
Tony Montana, fool.
Yeah. Montoya's from, like, Princess Bride or some shit. Yeah.
Hey, edit that shit out. That's it. Hey, timestamp that for real.
Timestamp that, homie.
Right now. Yeah. For real. I'm not kidding around, fool.
But yeah, homie, I just was, you know, I turned into a lab rat, homie. I just fucking railing fat ass linas.
Yeah,
just
hell
like,
yeah.
Yeah, just solo, solito.
You ever see visions and shit on like mushrooms or like LSD?
Yeah, hell yeah. Homie.
Like, what have you seen?
You know, just crazy shit. I don't know.
Ghosts
just,
and shit or what?
Nah, like, you know, mushrooms are a trip because if you just, like, if you take enough, you know, and you just look at trees or the sky, clouds, you know, you just see shit moving, blah, blah, blah.
You know about, that comet that's heading towards Earth, 3i Atlas or what?
I heard about that full three eyeless.
Yeah, full. Okay. That shit's for real.
Yeah,
it's scary. So according to I've been researching, there's Draco reptilians on the fucking asteroid. Full.
Fuck. Are they trying to kick it or not? Really?
No,
or?
They're trying to. That's a good question. They're trying to fucking say we come in peace. We want to just take the star seeds away. So it's kind of scary for.
Do we need those star seeds or not?
No, like I think they're like referring to like humans that were once alien, and that, you know, and they're here on Earth, but they're in a past life. They were a different alien species.
Oh, so they're gonna be taking some
humans,
some homies.
Yeah,
right?
Hector, fucking.
But it was like, wow, we always knew Hector used to be an alien, homie. So, yeah, you could take that fool, you know?
for real, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we're in a crazy time right now, you know? Like, shit. So, that's good, man. Go check out fucking Damn That's Crazy on Hulu. Support it today.
On the Hulus, please. Yeah.
You been getting some good reception or what?
I have, homie. Yeah, you know, I've been getting a lot of good messages, you know, a lot of text messages from people that got my number and then just... You know, I can't get through all the DMs and all that, but I've gotten some. The ones that I have come across have been real positive and stuff like that. So,
well, so with the female attention, have you noticed a difference or what since it dropped or what? The female, the fucking Pinocha, fool. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about, fool?
Hey, yeah, I'm very clear of what you're talking about, homie.
Hey, respect. I have a. There's a female here. It's like mi hermano was here for right.
The Pinocha.
Right.
I'm the Pinocha, homie. Yeah. I gotta say it out loud to be clear.
We might have to stamp that too. Yeah. So what's up with it, like? A little bit more, huh?
I mean, I'm not that, you know. Come on, I'm not the type to be like, hey, where's the hyenas at? Where's the hyenas? But you know, they're there, homie. You know, to say there's a connection.
Yeah.
And I'm sober now. I'm not all being a maniaco anymore. You know.
You know, you're handling your business though, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I'm just like, hey, but if I feel a connection, obviously everybody needs to ram, homie. You know what I'm saying? Ram or get ram, whatever you're into.
Write that down. Yeah. Needs to ram or what?
Everyone needs to ram. Yeah. That's like right. Sexual activity is what I'm referring to.
Chingate Pinocha. For real. Pinocha. Hey, so do you have any hey dude, I was a fan. I don't know if you heard of this dude, his name is Creeper.
Yeah, Creeper, homie. That's the homie. So, that's like, my personal trainer.
Like how long have you known him?
He's my personal trainer. Yeah.
I want to meet him one day.
Yeah, homie, yeah, we'll bring him by.
Getting a little.
He's in the car, actually.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's waiting.
So.
Yeah, no, we could work on that, homie. The little panza. Right, yeah, that's doable. He'll have that taken care of.
He can help me
about
or
three,
what?
4 weeks. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You have any so you have any stories of like how did you get started in comedy, fool? Like how long?
Me, honestly, yeah, homie, because my mom and dad were like diehard stand-up fans, right? When they were dating, they would go to the, you know, Hollywood Improv, the Comedy Store, Laugh Factory, all those places.
Who are some of their favorites?
Oh, man. They, you know, because back in the day, specials were like a big event, you know, like HBO specials.
Richard Pryor.
They let me watch. Eddie Murphy was the first one that I was like, who the fuck is this motherfucker,
homie?
Delirious
or what?
Delirious and Raw, you know? And I just like, yo.
He was 18, bro.
Yeah, bro. And so me being a little kid, and my mom just like, cover yours in the bad parts, and I'm just watching this dude like light this audience on fire with just him and a mic, and I was like, damn, I want to do that, you know. And then, you know, we kept watching, specials kept coming out. Yeah, Paul Rodriguez was the first dude I saw look like me, you know. Yeah.
Shout out to P Rod and you know his son. You know his son, right?
Yeah, that's the homie. Yeah, P Rod. Yeah.
How'd you meet him? You know, because
how'd I meet P Rod?
I try to skateboard once in a while, like. That motherfucker really lays it down, fool.
Yeah, homie. That fool can skate like a motherfucker.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
He's trying to get, you know, he wants to get, I guess he's having problems with his personal trainer, so he's trying to
trying to get some cholo.
He's been trying to get Creeper in there,
yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what's up. I've been trying to hook him up.
Hell, that's what's up. So, Eddie Murphy, what about Richard Pryor, fool?
Of course, homie. Come on.
Yeah.
That's the legend,
what
bro.
About George Carlin or?
Yep.
Yeah, Sam Kennison.
My mom and dad used to have George Carlin on in there. Yeah,
that's what's up. Yeah.
He was like, they're like, damn, mijo, he's saying crazy, like, you know, because he was dropping information on fools.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're like, wow, it was kind of cool to see my, you know, my brown ass mom and dad sitting there watching like George Carlin, and they're taking it in, like, damn, we're like, what's he saying? You know, it's crazy.
So you're from
or he's saying something, you know,
for real.
Yeah,
there's not no comedians doing that nowadays, though, huh?
Yeah.
Like, really dropping that knowledge, though, right?
Right, right.
Who's like George Carlin?
Well, I don't know. There's some out there.
Yeah. For real? Who?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to compare somebody to George Carlin.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm just, God dang, that's a nice watch, too, fool.
Yeah, yeah.
God,
oh, this thing?
Yeah. What's going on with that? Oh, hell yeah. Life's good. Hey, Peaky Boo, homie. Life is good. What? Peaky Boo, homie. I've never seen that from the theater. God damn, fool. Good for you, fool. God damn. Fucking nice, that's it. Where's that from?
Nice, that's it.
Palladian air spaceship? Or where'd you get that from?
Yeah, I'm gonna take this off. You're making me hot, homie.
Let me see the threads. Yeah. Life is good for you, fool. Nice. I'm happy. What's going on with you? What's up with the shirt? Listen, what's going on? Let's break it down. So you like the music or what?
What's up? What music?
Kind of
music?
I mean, what kind of music did your parents play in the casa, fool?
A little bit of everything, homie, but mostly old school funk. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's like their Parliament shit, bro. Or what? That's their shit. Parliament, Funkadelic. Yeah. They went to Rick James's funeral. My sister's name is Tina Marie.
That's what's up.
It's like that, homie. Yeah, like they're about it.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to A Lighter Shade of Brown, though.
Yep.
The 90s, fool.
Sunday afternoon, homies.
And Kid Frost.
Yep, this is for the Raza.
For real. And Cypress.
Undisputed Cypress family. Yeah.
Because you know them too, right, fool?
Hell yeah, that's the homie. Shout out to B-Real, Sendog, DJ Muggs, that's my dude.
How did y'all link up with, because I'm a fan of, you know, I really like their fucking music, fool. I like them a lot.
Yeah, so.
How'd you link up with them?
I linked up with them. You know, I've been a fan of Estevan Oreo and Cartoon for a long time. But
Estevan?
Me and Estevan became
real. Yo, shout out to Estevan too, man. For
yeah.
Real.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to me, Estevan.
For the
yeah, we're about to go to Thailand together in a couple of days. Really? Yeah, I'm excited about that. Never
How'd
been
you
there.
Link up? Okay, hold up. Fucking despacio, fool. Like, slow it down, fool. How'd you meet Cypress?
Hey, let's take a breath, homie. Take a breath. Just get rid of dumb energy. You'd be like this. How dumb.
Okay, fool. Descansas.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm nervous, fool. You're like one of the biggest.
Breathe in. Hey, breathe in.
You're
some.
One of the biggest gifts I've had.
Bring in the shit you have to be grateful for, homie, right here.
I'm
this moment.
Grateful, fool.
Exhale the dumb shit. How dumb. Okay, yeah, what's up?
So, how'd you meet Cypress Hill? And then how'd you meet, like, Esteban?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, I was a fan, obviously, first, you know. Cypress Hill, Estevan, all them dudes. And I'll go to Estevan shows, cartoon shows, Cypress Hill shows, big Soul Assassins fan. And then, you know, one day as I was starting to, you know, on my, I don't want to say my rise, you know, I still got a long way to go. But when Cholo Fit popped and all that stuff, you know, Estevan's a good friend of mine, Amanda Lopez, she's a photographer. She apprenticed, like interned for Estevan. And she was the one, she's the first one that told me, like, yo, like, you and Esteban will get along, man. I don't know. I just feel like he's funny. And I was like, he's funny because he's always so serious when you see him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would even get nervous to approach him at shows. Like, fuck, like, we'll see what's up. Like, damn. And then sure enough, man, like, she put in the word, too. And then it was, like, kind of brewing. And then one day I played the Wiltern, you know, and that was like a dream come true for me because I used to bust tables. Right down the street from the Wiltern, across the street.
You worked in a restaurant, fool?
Yeah, a few restaurants. I used to get fired from a lot of them. But
me too.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. And I was like busting tail, and I was like, damn, homie, that'd be a trip to play at the Wiltern one day. Yeah, and then that day came, and he hit me up, dude. I know he's like, hey,
who,
homie.
Esteban?
Yeah, and he was like, I see you're playing at the Wiltern. Homie, is it cool if I come through and take some flicas? You know? And I'm like, fuck. I was more excited about that than I was about doing a show at the Wiltern.
So wait,
you know?
He hit you up on IG or what?
Yeah, and then we got each other's number, and then he just called me up, and he's like, I know, he knew all the cutty little spots around the Wiltern, those little alleyways and all that, and we took some shots.
He's really
good,
huh?
And he took
a
shot with me, my name on the marquee in the crosswalk, kind of like Beatles style almost, and we printed that out, and I still saw that shirt to this day, you know?
Damn,
and I was like, he took that shot. He saw it on his site, too, and then.
Damn, he really had an eye for a.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, homie. And so,
for real.
And that was, we were already, you know, we knew each other before that, but we weren't like kicking it. And then ever since then, and that was like, I don't know, what, 7-8 years ago? And we just became, became good homies, man. Yeah, he's solid as it comes.
Yeah, yeah. You know Cartoon too?
Yeah. Not me and Esteban are close, but I know Cartoon. Yeah,
he does some good blackas fuck tattoos.
Yeah, blackasos on me. Yeah, he's
shout out to Cartoon too.
Yeah, you know, shout out Cartoon.
He's doing his thing. Yeah. So what's up? How'd you meet Cypress Hill for like just a
I met B Real first, and then it was pretty much all through Esteban, and then a homie Bobby, who's in the Soul Assassins crew, and then he linked us up. And
Mugs too.
I went in there. Yeah, I went in there and did B Real's podcast.
He had Dr. Green Thumb.
He had Well, he has one called the Smoke Box or something. And he has a car inside his studio. Yeah,
they smoked the mota.
Oh, homie, I got so fucking high that time. Oh my gosh, homie. And I'm like, and I was, you know, I was trying to be stay in character, but I'm like, fuck, am I
paranoid or what?
You know, and just like, yeah. Fuck, come on, homie. Cypress Hill, of course. Be real, of course.
Kush Fever, like
stay alien smoke, weed, they smoke some other shit.
So how fat were the blunts? Like
then,
pretty.
Yeah, and then I was like, and he's like, "Do you smoke?" I was like, "I don't smoke like y'all." And he's like, "Hey, don't trip. Like you just hold it in your hand. But when you have it in your hand, you keep hitting it without realizing it. You know." So I was high as shit, homie. And still fools are talking shit like in the comments. Hey, look at that fool. He ain't even hitting it. And I'm like, "Fuck, homie. I'm fucking blasted out right now. Like, what more do you want from me?" You know. And he's like, "Yeah,
shit." So that's the highest you've been.
Yeah, and then so. Mugs, I started going to Mugs' studio, and then I needed a place to do a podcast, and iHeart wanted me to do it at their facilities, but I asked Mugs, and he wasn't even tripping. Homie's like, "Yeah, man, we got you. Come through here." He's like, "Just take care of the engineer," and I recorded my podcast for almost 3 years right there at Mugs' studio. He'd be making, dropping his albums in the next
Hey, one of the best older producers from L.A., DJ Mugs.
Yep.
He's SB1200.
Hip-hop legend right there, homie. God.
So B Real's cool.
Cool as fuck, homie. Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they
Sand
come
Dog,
out?
Sand Dog too. Yeah.
I like Sand Dog. He's cool too.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. So through just through the industry, like you've met a whole bunch of different motherfuckers. So.
Yeah. But those dudes right there,
they're like,
The
crew. Armanos or what?
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
They're real cool, huh?
Yeah, they just been through so much together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they're still doing it. So God, it's kind of cool. Crazy.
What person you meet that you were kind of tripping, like, "I can't believe I'm meeting this person right now"?
Yeah.
Like you know, because I didn't know you work in restaurants, fool. Like,
that's yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But oh, you like, mean people I met in the restaurants?
No, not in the restaurants.
There's some crap. I used to work at the one in the LACMA, homie, the Raisin Stark Bar that was behind the lights. They tore it down. Now they got all that new shit.
You barbacked or what?
I was a busser than a food runner.
Me too. Yeah. I did that too.
Yeah, homie. And it was like, you know, it was a lot of comics that worked there too. Because this dude, a homie of ours, Nico Santos, he was the host, and he would just plug the comics. And the manager or of the restaurant, he liked comics because he's like he always told us, "Hey, you comics work harder than actors."
That's what's up.
So any comic that wanted a job there, he would just hire them. And then so it was a bunch of us working there. But yeah, like. You know, Tom Cruise came through, Salma Hayek, Tobey Maguire. I'm just thinking the ones I interacted with. And
were they cool or what?
Yeah, cool.
They
Tom Cruise said hi, said bye to everybody when he was done, even went to the back of the house, shook all the line cook's hands, the dishwasher, everybody before he left.
That's what's up.
I'm like, that's a trip, homie. So people be like,
"That's a trip."
I don't know if it's his, whatever he does. I don't know. People can say what they want about him, but he took the time to do that.
He's a short guy too.
Little homie, dog. Yeah, he's a little homie, just like me. Yeah,
fucking little guy. Or like us. Yeah. Hey, so you like meet like Dave Chappelle, like the
Chappelle, yeah.
Like, what was it meeting him like?
Chappelle's something cool. It was always cool, man. He taught. Every time I see him, he talks to you like he's known you forever, you know. And you know, I don't even know if he remembers my name, but every time he sees me, he's just like, "Hey, man, like, hey, da da da."
He touches you?
He'll touch me, homie.
Damn, homie.
Afu touches me, homie. Like,
touched you in the arm or what?
Yeah, he touched my arm. He put his hand on my shoulder. I'm like, "Hey," you know, like, it's crazy.
So he's cool.
Yeah, he'll just like telling a story or whatever. We'll be in the green room. But yeah, he's always been cool, man.
Let's talk about your history with the Comedy Store, fool. Cause hey, congratulations!
Thank you, man.
I saw your name up there now.
Thank you, homie. Appreciate
it. How did that go down?
Yeah, you know, just kicking it there.
How many years? How many años? Like, let's talk about it. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, I wasn't like, oh yeah, I need, you know, what do I gotta do? And I wasn't like kicking it there all the time. I was more getting people were booking me on shows there, mm-hmm. So I'd be there, and then it was like. I don't know. I was just kind of busy to to do the thing. I think it's Monday nights you hang out and then, you know, try to see what's up. But
oh, you do the open
Yeah, no, I never really did that because I was like, the Hollywood Improv was the first place to pass me, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Laugh Factory started booking me, and I was just constantly at the store. And then the bookers there, you know, they had their eyes on me. And then eventually it just, I don't know, just came time. They were like, it actually started because people thought I was past there already. And then I was like, I played there all the time anyway. I was like, I wasn't really getting why it was a big deal. But then after I got past, I was like, oh, it is a really big deal.
The other comics thought
Other comics, paid regulars, said they're like, when they found out, they were like, what? And it was like, a lot of my peers there were like, they were just like, yo, Frankie's not past here, what the fuck? So they started letting the booker know, you know, like,
that's crazy.
Yo, what the fuck? Frankie's not past here? And then that's how it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you like doing the main room or the OR or the
belly? I like
room?
All of them, man. Really? I really do. Yeah, I really do.
That's what's up.
Yeah, the OR, you know, you work out in there. To me, that's the workout room. And then, obviously the main room, when it's packed out, that's obviously probably, I don't know, the funnest. But, man, I've had so much fun even in the belly room. It's like,
how did you meet that little Chino Coreano fucking, what's his name? Bobby.
Oh, Bobby Lee. You heard about that fool? Yeah.
I heard about him, but he, you
he
know,
was one of the main ones that was like, he was one of the main fools that thought I was past at the store already. So he was letting him know.
So how'd you meet this little Chino, this Coreano fool, like Bobby Lee?
Fuck, homie. I don't even remember. Honestly, I don't remember the first time I met him. It was so long ago. Definitely over 15 years ago. And so I want to say at the improv.
Can I give a little shout out to rest in peace, Freddie Soto?
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Let's talk about Freddie. He don't get enough love.
Yeah. Freddie Soto. I mean, I never met him, but I know who he is.
One of the best, fool.
Yeah.
Shout out to rest in peace, Freddie Soto.
Yeah, rest in peace, homie.
He was really good, man.
Yeah. I never saw him on stage. I never met him.
But you seen his shit?
I'm very familiar with Freddie. Yeah.
So, a lot of people, you know, don't remember, but dude, I seen him and I'm like, damn, he's, because he used to do his dad on stage. I'm like, damn, he's like really convincing, you know?
Yeah.
So any other comedians like you looked up to, like coming up, like as far as like who was cool to you at the store? Like you make some connections at the Comedy Store too, just showing up there?
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, just like friendships,
just,
or what
yeah,
are you
just
about?
Like people you came up with that came up with you from the store or the improv.
Yeah, you know, a lot of homies there.
Yeah.
Well, Ali Wong went through there too. You know, I don't know, Tom Segura.
Yeah, those are some big wigs, huh? Tom Segura.
Yeah, and Tom, you know, we just shot a movie together in Albuquerque for like 5 weeks. It was fun.
How do they watch it? Let's plug that right.
Yeah, well, it'll probably be out next year sometime. Yeah. Hopefully sooner than later. But it's called El Tigre, you know, and it's like a cartel comedy. He got Luke Wilson in it.
Oh, that's what's up.
Genesis Rodriguez. She's in that show Lioness. Very talented actress. This shit's great. Tim Baltz, you know, from Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. How'd you get into acting, fool? Like,
yeah, homie.
Because, you know, it's different. Comedy, you know, that's a whole different thing. Comedy,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't always translate. Yeah, homie, so I was, you know, stand-up's my first love, and so I was, you know, doing that. But even in my stand-up, I'm kind of like a storyteller. I do voices and stuff like that. And then so organically, I started doing the characters and writing my own sketches and doing that. So that was, you know, obviously you're acting when you're in a sketch. And then naturally it just started. I started auditioning, and then most of this, I'm not a good auditioner. Most of the acting work I started getting was people that were fans, you know, of like directors, producers, or like fans of Creeper or fans of something. And they just gave it to me and I was able to do the job. And then once you get like some experience and you get better at it, and then I fell in love with it. I'm like, fuck, I love this acting shit. And I had so much more respect for it when I started doing it. Because as a youngster, when you see fools acting on TV, like, damn, that's so cool. They just show up and talk for a little bit and then probably go home. But like, you don't see all the ins and outs. And it's like, then when I'm having my, you know, 4 a.m. call times and I got to be there for 12 hours and you got to be on point when the cameras are rolling. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. These fools are earning their money. You know what I mean?
You never started with commercials or what? Like, usually some people just start with the commercials first, then they get into
it. I got in the commercial game for a little bit, just on the side, but, like, I have a commercial agent to this day, but like, you know, I have homies that's the grind they do. They'll do stand-up, and then during the day, they're just going to commercial. Because if you just get one a year, or even one every other year, like, you know, that you're good, homie, you know, as far as just, you know, making a living. But depending on commercial, obviously. But yeah, I did like a progressive commercial, Sling TV commercial.
Oh, that's what's up. Hell yeah.
I forget what else. Those are like the big ones that paid good.
How much? Because I did a Starburst back in the day. That's
the hell yeah. I did a Cup of Noodles commercial back in the day.
I was up for Verizon, fool, and...
Oh, that would have been a good
one. No, hold up, dog. Hold on, let me finish, dog.
the Verizon site at the swap meet and shit. Yo,
it was for a campaign.
Oh,
hey, dog, I made it to the last audition.
Oh,
So it was me.
That's happened to me a lot.
Hold up, dog. When they put you on hold. This still breaks my heart. I might need to grab something after this from the fridge to drink on. So I was in the room full. Let's say the guy's name was Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
We're both in there, and then the producers, they were like, "Oh, hey, Jimmy, can you go back and do the thing again?" And then every time he would do his shit, oh, amazing, Jimmy, fantastic. Steven, you could wait in the hallway. We'll get you if we need you. So I'm like, in my mind, full, I was like, oh no, I'm like,
yeah,
I go, because this is the this is the one. And so they straight up, I had to go in the hallway.
Yeah, they're like, you go over there.
And so I was outside. It was the one on La Brea, you know, 200 La Brea.
Yeah,
near the Petco.
Yep.
So I was there chilling, and like my eyes are crossed, and I was just like, fuck, oh, maybe I have a chance. But all I heard was laughter, you know, clapping. They were going crazy.
Jimmy
over
and
this.
There was
Jimmy,
in there
yeah.
killing it. He's like,
I'm chilling. And like an hour, must have, like 40 minutes, something, 45. I was just chilling in the hallway. They forgot I was there. And so I was there so long that, you know how the Chrysler commercial people start signing in for the other audition, and they go, and then one of their people said, you could go home. And I'm like, oh, for like, dude, no, yeah, you're good. You can go home now. And so that's not the end of it. So I knew I didn't get it. So I was at my girl's apartment. You know, they play the it was for the Christmas caroling. It was like for the winter Verizon series of phones.
Oh.
Dude, they played that shit.
And it was Jimmy on her?
Jimmy was on there every fucking 10 minutes, fool.
He just okay.
Yeah, he was like, oh, crap.
Verizon.
You know, doing his shit.
Yeah.
But it was like a fucking 3 or 4 commercial deal. I would have met, you know, and I was like, fuck,
homie. That's racks right there.
But
so
that's
many
the
racks.
Industry, huh? So you've been through stuff like that too, or what?
Oh, yeah, homie. I've been put on hold, like, you're going to shoot this day. You're probably gonna fly out to like in 2 days.
But it's you and another vato though. Like, it's either you or him.
When they put you on hold, it's usually like it's usually down to 2 people, maybe 3.
Yeah, that shattered me, dog.
And that's happened to me a couple times. And
oh, for real?
Got the other
How'd
full.
How'd you bounce
homie.
Back for? You just gotta let just.
Yeah, you just keep it
water
moving
on the bridge
keep
or what?
It moving. I mean, this business is filled with that shit, you know.
I'm dude.
Discouragement.
So you've been on so they on avails.
On a bales.
On a bales.
Hell yeah, but on a bales.
You
yeah.
Or
yes, sir. They check your they put you on hold, you know.
And then you're calling your whatever your manager or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not all thirsty with it. Like they'll hit me up.
Damn. Do you have any let's say there's a person watching here who wants to do what you do? Like you got any suggestions or advice up and coming?
Yeah, or you like,
actors,
what do you mean, stand up or acting or what?
Yeah, either one.
I mean, stand up, yeah, start hit as many mics as you can, you know, start right. Get a good 5 minutes that you're comfortable with performing for your pillows or your stuffed animals or in front of the mirror.
You've done that or what?
In the beginning, yeah, yeah. Oh,
damn.
But, you know, now you just
go on
stage.
Yeah.
But and then hit open mics, man. And then if you want to act, and then as far, like, make your own shit. Nowadays, technology is so much more cheaper than when
AI,
I started.
Dog.
And, well, yeah, I mean, if you want to do that bullshit.
I'm just saying. It's right around the corner,
Yeah, if you want to do that bullshit ass shit, then go ahead. But
there you go. Just don't get
technology's cheap. You could shoot like a short on your phone, So you can write a script, write something, film it, start getting good at that. And then it's easy to make your own shit. If you make dope shit, then I don't know, everything else will come to you. Everybody has a different path, but that's how it did for me. I just started making my own shit. And then so.
Yeah, how you deal with hecklers and shit? Like, you ever deal with like hard ass shows?
Yeah, I mean, on the way up, definitely more, because you have to do like bar shows and shit like that. I mean, that was back in the day though, but now you don't really have to do it. I'm not one to like attack the crowd unless somebody's asking for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, with hecklers, I mean, your goal is to make it fun or make it funny. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, like some fools would just piss me off and I'd be just like talking shit, and then the crowd kind of sees you all angry like that. They're like, whoa, I'm like, man, shut the fuck up, homie. And I'm like, oh, yeah, never mind. Like, like positive vibes,
So that's happened where like it gets like no violence though, right? Or they're like.
Nah, the only one time this dude was like rushing the stage.
Wait, rushing you or what?
Yeah, rushing me. And he was just like wasted though, homie. I didn't even really, there wasn't really no major pedo or fucking, And the security got him right before he got up. And I was like, oh, thank you. Because I was like, I was trying to like, I didn't want to run away like a bitch, So I was like, all right, homie, it's going down, And I'm like, and then like at right as he, I was about to the stage, I'm like, it's about to be on. And I had the upper hand though, because I'm on the stage. I
could tell the way you're flexing your muscle.
No, I'm just saying, like,
reliving it.
I was like, how's this going to go down? Am I going to kick this fool like before? Because he had to climb a little bit, but they got him like a foot before he got to the stage. Yeah, and then.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, but he was just like wasted. I don't even think. I think he was like blackout. He blacked drunk. Out. Yeah, huh? Yeah. So, because it was when somebody's just drunk, then it's like, all right, we have a back and forth. I made it funny, and then you just keep yelling. Then it's like, all right, get out of here, homie. It's just like you're just wasted.
That's what's up. You know what's crazy? This whole time we've been doing this podcast, all these questions were for Lil Creeper.
So
I've been trying to come up with. Off the cuff, like, okay, Frankie's here.
I got to. You should have told me, homie.
I got to cater to Frankie.
You should have told me, homie.
No, it's good. Yeah. Fool.
You can still. I could relay the questions.
In the future, I would like to meet him one day. I know Creeper. I know he's busy.
Well, he has a new show. He has a new show on YouTube called Creeper's Crib, live from my grandpa's garage.
So what's up with that, fool? Like, good for him. Like,
yeah,
so,
homie. Like, you have to swing by there sometime, homie. Yeah,
for real.
The first episode's out. Just came out. The second
for
one
real.
Come
I can
out
come by
week.
And check it out or what?
Yeah, homie.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hell yeah. So what's it about or what? Just like he goes to different cribs or what?
Yeah. Well, no. He's in his grandpa's garage, homie.
Just that's the whole show.
Yeah, Creeper's Crib, live from my grandpa's garage. Kind of like Pee Wee's Playhouse or like Between Two Ferns.
Damn, that's what's
up. The water. He's got Rudy the water heater there. That fool talks. Pantufla, the slipper. He talks.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, and he has homies just that are in the neighborhood. Just cruise through, do a little interview. And then he does like segments and shit.
That's what's up. So what's like? Does he really? Doesn't he do like classes and shit too?
Yeah, homie, like, Cholo Fit.
Cholo Fit, yeah. So how long is Cholo Fit like? Because I seen that on YouTube. I'm like, damn, like, how do you get into that class, into a Cholo Fit class?
Yeah, homie, you got to sign up. He's pretty booked up right now. I don't want to brag, but.
The whole year or what?
Yeah, homie, yeah.
Damn, because he's, because I'm
I
sure.
I mean, I definitely saw like, at least saw that, like the end of January, he says, booked
That's
up.
What's
yeah.
up. Yeah.
Well, because he had to do Cholo Spin. He does Cholo Spin, too. His Spin classes.
So what's the difference between Cholo Fit and Cholo Spin?
Well, Cholo Spin, you're on the bike. You got the lowrider bike stationary. But you could do the videos. Go online and do the videos at home, too. Cholo Spin's there. Cholo Fit.
That's what's up.
Cholo Aquatics is at the swimming pool.
So he does. Yeah. So he goes in the swimming pool, too, or what?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Hell yeah. So he does Cholo Fit, Cholo Spin. Cholo Swim.
No, Cholo Aquatics.
Sorry, my bad, fool. Lo siento, fool. My bad, fool. What about, maybe he can go hiking, maybe do a Cholo Fit hiking.
Yeah.
Up Runyon.
Cholo Fit
hike
edition, yeah.
Bring the homies, fucking.
Yeah. A lot of fools have mentioned that,
I'm really happy for him. That's what's up. So, you got a tour coming up, don't you?
Like, yeah, yeah. Your
schedule, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not, we started at the
April or something.
At the end of January, that one kicks off. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they announced the first Live Nation announced the first leg of dates, but there's gonna be more.
So how do people get involved? Like, if people watch this, like, how do they get tickets? And
yeah, you go to FrankieQuinones.com. I know you might have trouble spelling that, so if you just look up,
spell it out. Just no.
This is the platform. FrankieQuinones, or you could just Google comedian Frankie Q, and then it'll pop up for you. Quinones. And then, or you can go to social media at Frankie Quinones or Cholo Fit Creeper.
So they could get tickets off Live Nation or what? Like,
just yeah, homie. All the links are on my website. So, because you know, there's all that third party pedo, and I hate that, homie. When I get fools hitting me up, like, "Hey, homie, you're funny, but $100, homie." I'm like, "I'm not charging."
They want to get the homie discount.
No, they're going to the wrong. They're going to a third party site that's trying to charge $100 for the tickets, and I'm like, "You're at the wrong site, homie."
Oh,
some people aren't that smart, you know. Yeah, and they're like, you know, but that's okay. They're kind of dumb, you know. Sometimes.
So, were you raised in L.A., dog?
I was born in San Fernando.
San Fernando and then, Valley.
Yes, and then we moved to Ventura County. So I went to Oxnard, and then, you know, Chique, as we called it. And then, you know, the neighboring, we were in Ventura, Camarillo, and then I moved up to San Francisco. I mean, like when I was like 19, 20.
Oh, really?
And I started doing stand-up about four years after I moved up there.
Bay Area?
That's where I met Ali Wong. And
oh, up in the Bay?
Yeah. You know, some family up there too. And I ended up staying there for like over 10 years, like about 10, 11 years. And I came back to LA in 2013.
That's what's up. Yeah. So you miss parts of San Francisco and shit? Or what?
I mean, it's right there. It's only a 45-minute-hour flight, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I had a lot of, like, family and homies that moved out, too, when that whole tech boom skyrocketed the rent. Or, like, some family that had houses there was time to sell, you know, because they had cashed out. And then now they, you know, moved just outside or whatever. They got a pool and shit. But, But you know, I still got a lot of homies there, and I still go. You can still
they must be proud of
still,
you.
Still find the progress, vibe,
dog. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, it's cool.
So they hit you up for like, hey, hook me up, dog. Like
yeah, of I'm course.
Broke for like
of can course.
You, can I pay $15 or what? Like
yeah, or they're like, can I borrow some money? Or like you know,
oh,
yeah.
They hit you up like that?
Not all of them.
No, but I'm saying because you know what that's a good transition when because your success has progressed. You know. Like, through your progression, like, motherfuckers, they ask about, like, so you making some good money, homie? Like,
I think most everybody in that, within that crew of circle, I think they all think I make more money than I do, or I have more money than I do. Because they don't understand the business of it. You know, you were on a TV show for a season, or you're on TV a couple of times, so you're a millionaire already. You know,
so they try to break it down like that.
That's not how the business is. It might have been, it might used to be that way, but you know, it's not like that no more. So it's like, you know, we're still grinding.
You have to block certain people. Like this fool's a little bit.
Oh yeah, if they're just extra, or,
like the sob story. Like, you know, hey man, my daughter. You know, like, you know, times are rough.
Yeah,
like,
but you know, and I'll hook fools up. I mean, some of them, if it's genuine.
Yeah,
there's kids involved for sure. And if
okay,
I see that, you know,
yeah.
Or if you know, he got a big toe popping out the shoe, like you know, like the shoes.
But
shoes are.
There ain't no freebies though. There's a payback though, right?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes
most
some,
don't pay back though, huh?
But there's some good homies that do. There's homies that I've loaned some good money to, and they're just solid with it. You know, it's on their mente. I mean, it's on their mind.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they're
yeah.
hitting me up like,
hey, I got
once
you,
a
dog.
Week or once every couple of weeks. Like, hey, homie, like, here's
away.
Where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting this new job in a couple weeks,
up.
And
I'll
be able to like kick me down, whatever. And you know, they'll give me $100 here, $100 there, but they stay in touch about it. You know, but then there's homies you loan them money and then boom, that's it. They're gone. I mean, never hear from them again.
That's what's up.
All right. Well, if it was worth the burning the friendship, then keep the fatty out, homie. You know,
well, you know, we're fans of you here and Cholo Fit, you know.
We'll bring Creeper next time, homie.
Yeah, for real. And I like to.
I mean, he's here in spirit.
If you can link me up with some Creeper fool, like, I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to. You know, fucking getting gordo right here, fucking. And if you
that's
could,
that's all right, homie. It's mostly muscle right there, homie. Yeah.
if you could, if we could, like, plug your, just your show dates or your website, your Instagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Oh, make sure you check out Frankie's Special. Damn, that's crazy. That's local on on Hulu right now.
On the Hulus.
Yeah, on Hulu. Yeah. Right?
All right now.
Hour special, right?
1 hour special directed by Ali Wong. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. On Hulu.
So yes. Support the homie right here.
Watch Creeper's Crib live from my grandpa's garage on YouTube right now. Yo,
Creeper's Crib, that's a necessity. A key today, fool. Get that shit. And then, hey, let's plug both Instagrams, Creeper's and yours.
Yeah, at Frankie Quinones.
Spell that shit out, fool.
FrankieQuinones. And then at Cholo Fit Creeper. CholoFitCreeper.
And go to the Ticketmaster site for real.
Yeah, or just whatever the legit link is, it's through my website.
Go through the Live Nation site to get tickets, right? Because we don't fill those seats up full. Like, they need to support you. Because, dude, how many cities is, like, is that the whole, is it Midwest, East Coast?
It's a little, it's West and Mid, but then, yeah, we're going to keep going to announce the second leg of cities, probably, in January or something.
What city are you most looking forward to perform for?
I don't know. I feel like I've performed in the only two major cities I haven't performed in are Atlanta and Boston. Those are the only two that I have that I've never done my show in. And so, you know, we're hitting Atlanta, I think March or April.
That's what's up.
And I'm excited about that because I know there's some fools that have been waiting for me to come out there.
Are you now? If they go to your show, are you gonna have like some T-shirt? You got merch and shit?
Hell yeah, homie, we got merch.
Okay, let's say Vato buys a ticket, they check it out. Can they buy? You know what do you got?
I'll be there. I'll be there next to the merch table.
What you got? What do you got for sale?
Yeah, we got some little creeper little homies. You know.
So you got figurines?
We got the homie figurines.
Break it down, because people, this will get them to go. They'll be like,
yeah, we got the homie figurines. We got what else? Shirts that say Creeper is my homeboy. Got Cholo Fit shirts.
So you got to get the merch, huh?
We got some shit. I don't want to say a grip, but you know, we got some shit.
But you got, some product, you know? Yeah. So, Creeper fucking figurines, Creeper t-shirts, fuck, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Any CDs or some shit?
CDs? Yeah, nah, no. We ain't got no CDs. We'll burn some. Yeah, yeah.
All right, support it today. Thanks for coming through, dog.
Hey, thanks for having me, homie. Yeah. Appreciate that.
You
have a good time?
You feel good about it?
Hell yeah. That's what's up. Yeah. That was fun.
Exactly. Hey, man, I appreciate you coming through. I was like, you know what? Maybe he forgot about the podcast.
I felt bad because I was doing Felipe's, dude. And I was like, this fool's talking about some story. And I was like, you know, it was funny, but I kept looking at my clock. I'm like, fuck. These fools are fucking. I was thinking that. I was like, fool thinks like he's going to think I forgot or like I'm going to play.
No. Yeah. Hey, Felipe's been here too. Shout out to Felipe.
Hell yeah.
He was here like, what, a couple months? Couple months ago, yeah. All right, go check out the special today, fool. Damn, that's fucking crazy. El mejor.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
I'm a noble hop, I rock. I'm a noble hop, I rock. Check it. I'm a noble hop, I rock. Blessings, yo. I'm committed, let it hit it. Now I gotta catch a buzz. Jimbo Jones, just in case you didn't know who I was.
The Charlie Chaplin of this rapper, please find the prime meridian. I'll write a couple sonnets and send it back to Gideon. I'm on a slam like Onyx, don't try, need a beverage. I do my part in art, please take the stage like Cedric.
But wisdom shatters fiction with its fact that spills from the diction. 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 With its fact that spills from the diction.
Your spirit, I can sense for miles.
Flower, blossom. As I sit and reminisce upon the moment when we first kissed, how time must have been pissed because when met our lips, time didn't exist. It simply had no chance to spoil the moment in which with you I was entranced. And
the relayer. I wanna create magic in a world filled with plastic. Never crossing over in the musical type traffic. I need to build my assets. The ashes get flicked. Yo, the masses are sick. Never tipping with my wit. Fields crossing oceans. I transmit.
liquor when we talk. Stalk the beaches like a hunter. One cheese, just like Munster. Kick it like a Tribe Called Quest or an NFL punter. Wonder like Stevie, wanderer, best believe me.
And please remove this boulder, got a chip on my shoulder. Time ticks, getting older. A broken-hearted artist waiting for my crop to harvest. Need to change my focal point and hit them goals right on the target. This arrow cupid acted stupid over breaks. Determined to go on to see the sun inside the gates. I'm running to escape.
Them motherfuckers don't know no better because they suckers. Trying to mess with the noble hops. Get your head chopped by the second. Niggas didn't know the way I wreck it. Check it. Better best protected. Motherfuckers try to step in your dip and deflect it with my strike, my spose. Niggas get the blood from they nose. You froze. Try to step to this, but you just chose the last step.
Yo, I came to catch rack.
I'm sure there are a lot of you who believe that there's a way to save this world. Is that right? Amen?
That's
amen.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have to be running around hating each other.
I'll drink my last year cold and then I'm heading to the vault. My car is on the asphalt, it wasn't on my fault.
This recording here. Yo, yo, shout out my boy Kwanzo.
Walking like a badger, my stature is so short. The camera takes to capture tiny ball on tennis court. These words sing, don't leave these songs astray. Even when we passed away, the music passed away. We gotta make a move, my little dude, fetch your suit. Don't wanna be removed by a scud, that's a cue.
Little Ray here, just wanna give a shout out to my main man, Stevie Bibby, aka Cool.
The fish that grew feet, wanted to be a part of me. Gave up their physicals to chill amongst the richest beats. Man, I had my fill, I seen the damage, I catch rat. Dripped of looping beats, but all I had was a cassette.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises. In my neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like a kid.
It's a way that you grow when you let them go. On the edge of plateaus when they push you. You'll forget a shadow in the dark. I'm a millisecond part of deck and shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart like a monk upon the ledge. And I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge.